earnest desire was to lay down their lives on the battlefield in the war against evil, defending Christendom against its enemies, in the service of their divine King and Queen, and so to win the reward of eternal life in heaven, wearing the martyr's crown. As I will describe in Chapter 5, Religious Life, for the most part the Templars were not educated. The knights and squires could read their own language, but not Latin. In England, suitable religious texts and a part of the Old Testament were translated into colloquial French, the language of the warrior classes, so that the Templars could understand when these texts were read to them. Reading aloud was normal at this period, so they probably listened rather than reading for themselves. In other parts of the order, education was discouraged. The brothers were supposed to be serving God and his lady in battle, not as scholars. We may guess that this distrust of book learning was one of the factors that helped bring about the order's downfall. Away from the frontiers, the order in Europe concentrated on raising money for the war against the Muslims, so much that contemporaries saw the Templars as more concerned about money than anything else. The Templars had no interest in women, these contemporaries said. Money was their only love. Nowadays, it is easy to sympathize with the Templars and see them as the persecuted underdogs, the pure idealists who were destroyed.